A Qualicum Beach medical practice has found success in recruiting doctors to the area, and the results can be traced to Dr. Kelly Hadfield's experiences in Ghana. Hadfield started Ghana Medical Help, GMH, 15 years ago after she traveled to the West African country as an undergraduate medical student and saw people die from preventable causes. GMH connects hospitals with life-saving equipment and supplies across an area in northern Ghana where 2 million people live, many in extreme poverty. The charity has become self-sustaining, so Hadfield does not need to return to West Africa often anymore. She has her hands full as a family physician at Qualicum Beach Medical Dental Clinic, where she has recruited 3 full-time physicians in the last 6 months. The only reason I was able to do that was by creating this environment where they wanted to come and work here, Hadfield said. Even if it made their lives maybe more challenging, if it was easier to work somewhere else, by creating a team and environment that is really strong. With the new hires, the limiting factor is now space, and Hadfield is confident she could recruit more doctors otherwise. The burnout and stress in healthcare workers on Vancouver Island is similar to her experiences in northern Ghana, Hadfield said, and she was able to overcome these obstacles by creating a sense of a shared journey and accomplishment. Working in Ghana for 15 years has made me a better doctor, she added. It's enabled me to look at gaps in healthcare locally and come up with some innovative solutions to fix them. Hadfield created a program in Ghana that incentivizes physicians to relocate to the region by offering supports, education, training and mentorship. Within a year we went from 4 doctors to 25, and in 2 years we went to 56, she said. Simply by creating this really strong pathway that brings new, young motivated doctors who really want to help. As a maternity doctor, Hadfield spends time with the residents at Nanaimo Regional General Hospital, where the new, young doctors are deciding where they want to work. I can have a significant impact on that decision by bringing them, showing them Oceanside, she said. Because when a doctor sees a community, especially when it's in their training, they develop bonds to it and they connect to it and they're willing to be inconvenienced to stay there, but they have to have that emotional connection first. One of the new doctors recruited to Qualicum Beach will be a maternity doctor, which means Hadfield will no longer be the only one for the area. One major reason it's been difficult to recruit for that specialty is the considerable distance to NRGH, Hadfield added. The increased support from the community has allowed GMH to expand projects, including empowering impoverished women to provide for their families. That project was doubled, with 60 women now possessing the tools to create sustainable livelihoods with sheep, veterinary support, coaching and public health resources. Hadfield said donations have also helped GMH improve maternal and newborn care, through the launch of the Maternity Service Agenda. The program is reducing infant mortality by equipping midwives, nurses and physicians with the skills to handle emergencies, no matter where they happen. GMH's 8th Annual Biomedical Engineering Training Conference trained 30 engineers from underserved hospitals, ensuring that vital medical equipment is well maintained and operational. Donations have also allowed for the expansion of the Computerized Maintenance Management System, CMMS, from 2 to 6 hospitals. Health authorities in Ghana plan to roll it out across entire regions in 2025 and make it a standard part of hospital infrastructure. Hadfield said GMH has also made major progress with the web-based medical equipment management system, MEMS, which will replace the CMMS with enhanced functionality, data security, and accessibility. Originally from Ontario, Hadfield completed her medical training in Ireland and after her exams chose to relocate to Campbell River because she appreciates the work and lifestyle balance of Vancouver Island. My biggest passion has always been health equity for rural underserved communities, she said. I knew I wanted to work advocating for First Nations communities and health equity. 3 years ago she moved to Qualicum Beach, where she quickly approached the Qualicum First Nation community and within 6 months had established a medical walk-in clinic. The clinic's services have been doubled in the last year, Hadfield said. A really common question I get asked is, when are you going back to Ghana? And to be honest, I don't know because I'm not needed back. It's running so well with our local team, she said. The need is greater for me to be here.